Washoe County is facing a wrongful death lawsuit from the family of a man who died during a struggle with deputies at the county jail. The suit comes just after the Reno Gazette Journal reported an investigative series on a spike in deaths at the jail. I'm Michelle Billman for Reno Public Radio, and I spoke with Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com to learn more about this situation. And Bob, you recently spoke with government watchdog reporter Anjanette Damon with the Reno Gazette Journal, who has wrapped up a year-long investigation into an increase in deaths at the jail. What did she tell you about what she learned through this process?
So I think there's two key points that came out of that series. One is that there were a high number of deaths at the Washoe County Sheriff's Detention Facility. You know, a handful of those were suicides. Some were from natural causes, and then some were at the hands of deputies of the Washoe County Sheriff's Office. So that's, I think, the key finding number one. The second is that this all happened in a relatively short amount of time. So Anjanette reached out to be interviewed on the ThisIsReno.com podcast, and here's some of what she had to say about the series.
What we found was just the sheer number of deaths from suicides, homicides due to police restraint techniques or excited delirium, and accidental deaths were significantly higher since January 1st, 2015. Before that, you know, there was an average of one, maybe two, in some cases, zero deaths a year. In 2015, there were seven deaths. And in 2016, there were six deaths. And when we did the rate, calculated the rate to compare that nationally, it's almost five times higher than the national average.
And Bob, in Anjanette Damon's reporting, does she point to any systemic problems that could be leading to these increased deaths?
Yeah, there's, I think, another couple points that are key. Is one is that the health provider for the jail there's been a turnover in service providers over there, which can cause a disruption in how the inmates are treated, levels of staffing, training, and so on and so forth. So I think that's issue number one. The other, which I think both Anjanette and Sheriff Chuck Allen really, I think, keyed in on is the condition of the mental health of the people coming into the facility. And both said that is of great concern in our community and has definitely contributed to some of these issues.
And you also spoke with Sheriff Chuck Allen. He runs the jail, and he has publicly responded to the paper's investigation. What did he have to say to you?
The series came out, and then after it was run in the RGJ, Sheriff Allen issued a very kind of scathing press release or statement to the press pretty soon after, kind of decrying how it was covered in the paper. And he did not seem very pleased with the way it was covered. And so we reached out to him to kind of get his perspective, and here's what he had to say.
Yes, I can clearly admit that we did have an increase these 2 years I've been here. I also noted that we had the sheriff's office had a spike in suicide deaths and deaths in the jail in the years 2004, 5, and 6, just the three-year time frame before she started to look into everything. And I also thanked her and her team for coming in to create additional awareness about the mental health concerns, the drug abuse concerns, and that some of these deaths are just a true reflection of the types of folks that we're dealing with in the community.
Bob, is it clear at this point that the Reno Gazette Journal's coverage is sparking any real change in the community?
I think it is sparking a dialogue. Obviously, you know, we've been a part of that at this point now. So I think there's a lot of chatter in the community about this. The county commissioners are somewhat concerned about how much control or lack thereof they have over the sheriff because it is an elected position. They're feeling somewhat powerless. So there's a lot of concern over how does an operation like the sheriff's detention facility have some kind of external oversight for when things like this come up that people can have some level of confidence in.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you very much.